You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Kayla Perrin from the Forge Restaurant in Neenah at the Doubletree Fox Cities Restaurant Week. What a great program they got going on there. We'll talk about all the restaurants taking part again in a little bit. Mark Daniel, special thanks to him, talking about some great memories of high school hoops. Brittany Merlot, Civic Media meteorologist. She's always phenomenal. And now we've got a young man. You know, you talk about investing in young talent, Jim. We always do. And yeah, you don't want the brain drain leaving Green Bay. We got a young man here, Chandler Weiss, who we met at the Respect for Law Banquet back in September or October. You introduced me to him. He got a scholarship. Just go ahead and introduce him. I love young people, their stories.
And there are a lot of good ones here. And we get to meet him in this job, and especially with the work you do in the police science. Chandler, Southwest grad, and then kind of took a gap year. I want to talk a little bit about that. I'm not a big fan of gap years. And then you took an interest in police science, and you're going to be getting your degree, and you're going to be working in this area. So welcome.
Well, first of all, apologize, Jim, for taking a gap year, because obviously he doesn't approve of them.
So, Chandler, what made you decide to go into police science?
And he's got a quick tech. Hi, Jim and John. Go, Chandler. Proud parent moment.
Okay. Chandler, what made you decide to pursue police science?
Well, it started, you know, family, generational stuff. I have my dad was a cop in Green Bay for a while. My stepmom, she's public safety, uncle, grandpa, all in
nice.
Police, brother.
Grew up with it, huh?
Yeah, it's always been a part of my life, just, you know, growing up, hearing the stories, stuff like
that. Well, that's cool, because Jim and I were talking. You know, my brother was in law enforcement his whole life, too. And it's like, I didn't really have, because I saw the dark side, or not the dark, but, you know.
The other side.
But the other side. Yeah. Like, Jim, with none of his daughters are in politics. So it's cool that you are following the family tradition. Don't you agree?
Well, absolutely. I think that's awesome you're doing that, because you kind of know what you're getting into.
Yeah, because there's always the great stories, but there's also the stories of, you know, working night shift, missing the games, missing stuff like that. But
you're okay with that. Tell me about the schooling. Why did you decide TC? How did that go? And Fox Valley is a pretty good program too, don't they?
Yeah, Fox Valley, Lakeshore, TC, all great police programs. I decided TC. It's in the area. I always grew up around it. I went to Southwest, 5 minutes away from it. So,
are there a lot of young people your age that want to go into law enforcement?
I'd say probably a lot less than there were, you know, when you guys were growing up. And now, back then, they had 200 applicants. Now they're lucky to get 24.
Well, the night I met you, when we were there and we were talking with Chris Boland, who was big with the Optimist, and he's instrumental in the whole thing. And he talked about his first application. I think he said he was like 121st at some small town in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
There were 120 applicants before him for one job.
Yeah, like in a Two Rivers type thing, or even smaller than that. And and that's unfortunate. That's a very worthwhile job and a very respected career.
No question.
I don't know why it's fallen off so much, but it doesn't bother you that sometimes people weren't as nice as they could have been to our law enforcement?
No, because we're just there doing our job. I think a lot of people go into it. They want to be able to help people, you know, make an impact on their communities.
I gotta tell you, I have so much respect, especially at night. And a lot of times I see these young women officers, you know, and you're by yourselves, and, you know, you're going to pull somebody over who might be sketchy or whatever. I don't know if I have the guts to do what you're about to do. I give you all the credit in the world.
Yeah, they say prepare for any, be ready for any situation, but go in with like good optimism about it.
Okay.
And we got some great women in our class.
Yeah.
My cohort at school, we got some great girls in there.
That's so cool. What have you learned just in police science, getting your degree, which is coming up? What have you learned that, even though you grew up around law enforcement all your life, that maybe opened your eyes to other aspects of it?
Oh, there's so much that I learned compared to when I started. Right. I knew nothing about it. Because, you know, there's so much learning. You got to learn about crimes, like all the physical stuff. It's a lot.
Does that the physical part. Do you, is that train part of your training at, or is that when you get, is that the training that happens in the department you go in?
Oh, it's definitely part of the training. We have fitness classes every week to stay in shape. And, you know, a lot of the classes, especially like defense and arrest and like handguns and stuff like that, it's all physically exhausting at some points, but you know, you get used to it over a while.
Don't you, did you want to be a cop when you were a kid?
No.
See, I think I did. I think everybody did. We lived across the street from the chief of police, you know, and that was just, I don't know if it was the car or what, but yeah, I wonder, I just think it's a very admirable career you're getting into, and where could this lead to?
I agree with that, 100%. Yeah, where, I just, like I said, I don't know if I had the guts or the whatever to do it.
Is this something, do you think down the road, or are you just thinking 4 or 5 years?
Oh, right now I'm focusing on the short term, you know, getting into a career and then at a department, figuring out what I wanted to get into, you know, talk to people who are in higher positions.
Do you want to do like regular, I don't know if there's such a thing as a regular cop, but regular beat cop?
Yeah, that would just be like patrol.
Right.
Just patrol.
Or do you want to get to like detective down the road, or?
I'm sure I want to go into something, maybe a detective, maybe a canine, stuff like that.
Oh, that's cool. Chief? That's awesome.
You think about the chief? Instead of managing crime, you're managing people.
Oh, that's a long way down the road.
Do you have to be bilingual to be a police officer around here these days?
They don't require it, but it certainly helps.
Yeah.
Getting the job
aspect. What
happens
if you pull somebody over and they don't really speak English? What do you do?
Well, they have apps and stuff like call centers you can call in and they via translator for you. It definitely makes the interaction a lot longer, though.
Right. I did not know that that's how you do it.
It's like in healthcare, right? The orderlies, you know, they come in with different, you know.
I've never seen that. I didn't know that existed.
Some places, I don't know how many languages we speak here, but there's some communities where they speak, you know, I don't know.
Well, it's got to be 10 around here, don't you think?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely times where there's a cultural clash between people.
Right.
Especially with how culturally diverse Green Bay's getting.
Right.
The number one reason you want to be a police officer, what is it?
I'd say definitely making an impact on the community. You know, I want to make the community a better place than where I started and just have, you know, almost anybody can look at me and say he helped me out at some point or another.
Okay, and we talk about that, Jim, and anybody can say that. Who is at the homeless shelter Friday night, on a Friday night working? Him.
Right here.
21 years old, could have been out doing whatever. You're volunteering at the homeless shelter.
He doesn't have a girlfriend, so yeah, well, you're there working.
I am working there, yeah, but...
But, you know, yeah. Work, I know, but, yeah. But what I'm saying is you could have other jobs where maybe make more money and do whatever, but no, you wanted to help homeless people.
Yeah, definitely, and I think that was instilled in me by my stepmom who works there. Jim knows her well.
Right.
She's worked there over 10 years, and, you know, she really showed me what it is like to work there.
And
that's
awesome.
I think that's a good experience for someone, and I want to talk a little bit about the process of high school and getting into this after your gap year. Working in a homeless shelter, that's kind of a little bit of training for you.
Oh, definitely. Definitely gives you a lot of...
150 people a night coming through there.
Yeah, it gives you a lot of compassion for especially homeless people and shows you how to really interact with the community and many other people of different backgrounds and cultures and everything.
And on occasion, someone might show up with inebriated, and we don't allow that. And that's all part of, you know, it's a smaller scale, but you got to say, look, you can't be here. Here's a to-go.
Okay, really? Seriously? Once. I came there once like that. Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Honest to goodness, though, Chandler, I can't think of a more admirable profession these days for somebody 21 years old to go into that's more impressive of somebody that really wants to help community than to go be a local police officer. I just think that's really cool.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So the jobs are out there? I mean, you graduate in May, right? So you would like to have a job? Before you graduate, which I think most people will, right, in your class?
Yeah, that's the goal, I think, for basically everybody.
Right. And are there jobs available?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely jobs available. A lot of departments are hiring at this time, and, you know, it's all about just getting in the process and, you know, making yourself look good for them.
What are some of the great qualities? Like, if somebody's out there listening, say, I wonder if my child would like to do, what are some of the qualities you can tell that they look for?
I think definitely the number one reason is you have to be able to want to help people. Especially people that don't want to be helped. You got to have a need for that public service. If you don't have that, it's going to be pretty tough out there. But otherwise, yeah, just definitely a need to help people. And then for departments, you know, you want to look good, be a good citizen. They'll take some, obviously, own up to your mistakes.
You don't have to be just the toughest guy in the block to be a police officer, do you?
Oh, no. I don't think they're looking for that nowadays.
No, but they used to.
Probably.
Yeah, for backup and everything.
Yeah. We had a guy on here last week, Chandler, who worked at the jail for 27 years. Tough guy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not that you're not tough, but I'm just saying
that. Oh, you're a big guy. I mean, you're what, 6'2"?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, once you fill out, you'll be 6'2", what, 210, 215?
We'll see.
I mean, that's perfect size.
Intimidating.
Me and Jim got to start hitting the weights.
Yeah, go to his personal trainer. She'll take care of you.
So, Chandler, tell me about when you're in high school and kids that are, they're graduating soon, right? And
yeah.
You didn't know what you wanted to do. Tell me about that time.
Well, that time I didn't know what I wanted to do. You know, I visited a few of the universities around here, even other state universities, but the college life just didn't really appeal to me based on, you know, my orientations and stuff that I went to. So I decided to take a gap year, work basically full time, and, you know, really ponder what I wanted to do. There was a few options, some blue collar jobs, stuff like that, but ultimately settled on policing.
I got thrown to there, obviously, with the homeless shelter or NEW community shelter, I should say. These people are honest about it, and Jim's honest, but many of them have been incarcerated.
A time or two.
Do you ever, you know, kind of talk to them, or just kind of get a sense of how they got there, why they became, I mean, a lot of them, I think, I mean, we can go way back. I think a lot of them had terrible upbringings home-wise and every, you know, and led to, but I think that's almost a good little test tube for you, isn't it? Being around those people and learning their stories. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. I enjoy talking to the people, basically finding out anybody's background of why they're there, why they decided to come to the shelter.
Right.
A lot of them want to improve themselves.
I find that fascinating. I really do. I mean, I interview war veterans all the times and a bazillion sports guys, but there's something about, like, wow, this is reality of these people at the shelter and how they got there. And it seems like a lot of them just didn't get a break in life and then more mistakes. And not that they're bad people. You know,
no.
That's the thing. I had this image of homeless people completely different than I did 2 years ago when I started interacting with them and knowing you and everything. I had a completely different vision of homeless people.
And not only did they have a tough upbringing, Chandler, you can speak, you talk to them more than I do,
yeah,
but they also had some bad luck.
Yeah, definitely. Nobody's story is the same. Everybody has a different story.
Yeah.
And the goal is to get them out of there, and you will. But yeah. I want to talk about a high school kid. What advice would you have? When we come back, can you stick around for just a few minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got class?
Later.
Okay.
a high school kid right now, if he wants to pursue or she wants to pursue police science, and you would really encourage women to do that. Actually, aren't there more women in your class than men?
No.
Okay.
I'd say it's a good split.
Okay. All right.
All right. Cool. Is it weird that women cops scare me?
It scares all of us.
I'm so intimidated by a female a cop on a horse and a female cop. I'll put my hands behind my back right now. I don't know what it is. I'll pepper spray myself. We got to set a quick break. Back up.
Oh, man. Took his ring, took his babies. It took him minutes, took her nowhere. Heaven knows he'd have taken anything.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Little, we didn't start the fire.
It's fireman
Todd.
Yes, sir.
Chandler, what did you want him to play on your way out? Bad cop or whatever you told me last night.
The Bad Boys.
Bad Boys.
Oh,
I'll get that ready for you.
He said, "Well, Todd, play that." I'm like, "I'll ask him." Sorry, Todd, I forgot about doing that this morning. Hey, Chandler,
I could have played "The Heat Is On" too by Bob Seger.
Yeah. Two questions for you,
Glenn Frey.
What advice would you give a high school?
No, Bob Seger.
Glenn Frey is "The Heat Is On."
You want to bet on that?
Yeah. I'll bet you $100.
Oh, careful, John.
Heat Is On is Glenn Frey. You're thinking Smuggler's Blues.
No, you're wrong.
No, I'm not.
$100.
Glenn Frey is Smuggler's Blues. Bob Seger is The Heat Is On.
All right.
Okay. This is interesting. See, $100. You can't bust us for gambling. This is just a friendly bet.
What's the bet?
I'm not a betting man.
$100.
I don't have $100.
Right, so wait a minute. Smuggler's Blues is Glenn Frey.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Heat Is On, Glenn Frey.
Cha-ching. Todd, let's go to lunch.
Okay, what was the theme song for Beverly Hills Cop?
Lunch is on John.
Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Heat is on. Was Beverly Hills. Yeah.
Bob Seger.
Okay, all back right, to Chandler. Thanks for coming in. Chandler, I think people are listening and they have a son, daughter, nephew that's a senior in high school and like, I don't know what I want to do. What advice would you give them?
I'd say like the basic advice of just follow your dreams is a great start. But whatever your dream is, just, you know, do some research on it. Talk to people who are doing it. You know, really know what you're getting into and, you know, pursue it while you're young.
He met with Bill Morgan. Remember we had him on the show?
Bill's one of our great friends.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah, isn't he? So with that, you look at why did you stay in Green Bay? I'm really glad you are staying in Green Bay. I wish a lot of talented people would stay in Green Bay.
I'm not being rude to you by getting on my phone, but I just have to prove Todd wrong, so I have to look it up.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Go ahead. I'll take the interview. Go ahead, Chandler. Why Green Bay?
Well, Green Bay is a great community. I've grown up in it my whole life. I've moved around it, but I've always stayed pretty central Green Bay. And, you know, it's all I know. And I know my dad's talked a lot of great stuff about it. Carrie, my stepmom's talked a lot of great stuff about it. And she's just a great person.
Your money goes further.
This is Bob Seger.
I want to talk
this
about
is Shakedown.
Yes.
Right.
But that's not by Bob Seger. That's not the same.
Yeah.
Yes.
But The Heat Is On.
That's not the same
song.
It's
by Glenn Frey.
But same movie type thing.
Sorry.
Okay.
$100.
$100? That's going to be.
This one is in dispute.
But Chandler, you talked to your money going further, but you are kind of a conservative dude. He goes down to Tennessee to see that Dave Ramsey guy. You know who Dave Ramsey is?
No.
Todd?
Yeah, I do. Yep.
Chandler goes down there to see him.
Yeah, I enjoy, you know, financial stuff.
Oh!
I enjoy learning about that.
Oh, that's cool.
Dave Ramsey is probably, he's got.
I thought he was the cook. Who's the cook?
Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay. Yeah.
I was thinking, you owe Chandler $100.
Yeah. I got to get mine. He's probably got to be the one top five podcasts in the United States.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Behind Mino and the Mayor.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, you don't have to get specific, but the pay has really improved for police officers over the last 10, 15 years, hasn't it?
Oh, definitely. I've like plugged the pay in from when my dad started to now, and it's actually kept up pretty well with inflation.
Isn't that incredible? That's pretty cool. I mean, that's a nice job right now these days, and with overtime and things like that.
Definitely. A lot of great benefits, a great retirement in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's cool that you're doing that.
Well, we're proud of you, Chandler. And Chandler, really truly are, no lie.
As I told you, that's just a worthy career, but you could be done with that career and still have a whole life in front of you. So this could lead to so many things.
Oh, exactly.
You know,
what I'd be nervous about, though?
Politics.
But about being a cop in your own hometown, pulling over somebody you know, like a friend. What do you do?
Interview question.
Let me ask you. Let's go 3 years from right now. 3 years from right now.
You pull up.
You're working a late shift.
Pull over Johnny.
After a Packer game, somebody's going 50 and a 25. You pull them over. It's a friend of yours from high school. They've had a few too many cocktails at the tailgate. What do you do?
Definitely in that ethical situation, you can't just let them go during that. I think the best idea is to call in, you know, a different agency that's unbiased towards the person.
Ah.
Because, I mean, there's cops everywhere.
Yeah. Interesting.
Really hand that one off, right?
Yeah, I like that.
It's like, hey, look, I handed it off. I got busy.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. Same scenario.
His kids come on.
Let's just hypothetically me. And you pull me over. I'm like, Chandler, hey, buddy, how you doing? I'm so good I gave you your start. How's life? what would you do?
Oh, what were you doing?
Just speeding, maybe possibly coming from a game, you know.
A little inebriated?
No, not even that. No, I was with Jim. He bought me a couple of glasses of wine.
Let the kid alone.
I'll
I'll call it back up.
I'll call Jim.
Chandler, thanks for what you're doing.
Oh, I got to tell you something funny, though. The other night, so Jim and I went together to the thing.
Yep.
Then he dropped me off at the Heights.
All right.
So to meet with Brian and everybody.
Yeah.
Go out to come back. Left my keys in his car.
And then I was talking.
So you had to come back and give him his keys? Or
no.
What?
No?
A guy from the Heights drove me over to Jim's house.
In this, like, what, $70,000 truck. Don's,
yeah, really nice.
Don's like, is that John's truck?
I asked him. Well, he bought it used, $63,000. Yeah. Milton was like this German watchdog, comes running up.
He loves John.
Just to, like, attack me. It's unbelievable. I would like to be a canine cop.
That's a cool thing.
Very
that's
fun.
And you take those dogs home every night, and you, right?
Did you see the thing on YouTube where I helped out the police department with their canine raising funds?
You gotta watch it.
And I wore the rubber suit and it attacked me?
You gotta watch it.
Oh, I bet that'd be a good watch.
It hit me so hard that they actually called Jim Arts, the chief of police, said, hey, we might have an issue. We had a guy do this fun, and the dogs hit him so hard, he smashed his head against the back of the wall. And
ouch.
And they're like, oh, my God, who is it? He goes, John Minor. Goes, ah! Forget him. You're fine.
That's kind of true.
He's like, well, have a beer or something. He's fine. Don't worry about that. Yeah.
All right, well, good luck with school. You're going to graduate in May, and I know you're interviewing. I'm sure someone's going to pick you up.
Well, you'll have your pick of places.
I hope so.
You will?
Yeah, it'd be good.
Go to the UP.
That's a little far from
home.
No,
it's not. It's like an hour, hour and a half. They'd love you up there.
He just said he loves, you know,
I try to help these young kids with their careers.
All right,
and I get nowhere.
Here's your song, Chandler. Thanks for coming in, and good luck to you. Keep our eyes on you. We'll have you back after you get a job, and you can tell us how things are going.
Absolutely. Come in here in full uniform. Hey, do me a favor. When you come in next time, tase me.
I'll clear that with the department.
Okay. Yes. All right.
We would do that.
Thanks
we would
for having
do that.
Me.
Yeah. We would do that.
All right. Chandler Weiss. Hey, coming up next, Donna Levy McVeigh, Captain's Walk Winery, the top craft pick contestant. Coming up next. Thank you, Chandler. Good luck, buddy. And you had bad treats. You go to school and learn the golden rule. So why are you acting like a bloody fool? If you get hot, then you must get cool. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? The Chuck It On, that one. Ready!
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries. And we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick. Drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. Special thanks to Chandler Weiss. I like that young man. He's going to become a Green Bay police officer, a local police officer. Caleb Perrin, the Forge Restaurant, Fox City's Restaurant Week. Very, very cool. Who is also a, Todd, we got to get her picture on our Facebook.
Oh, man.
She's also was, before her concussion or whatever, a roller derby participant. Yeah. Mark Daniels, legendary broadcaster, talking high school hoops. Brittany Merlot, our very own Civic Media meteorologist. And now, Donna Levin. Donna, pronounce your middle name.
It's that is my maiden name, but McVeigh is my last name.
Okay. Levin or Levin?
It was Levin.
Levin.
But yes.
Do you not like that?
Donna McVeigh. That's just my
Facebook name.
That's your first. Okay. That was my meeting.
Captain's Walk Winery, which is a very cool place just down around the corner from us. And this is part of our Mind of the Mayor's top craft pick.
This is a contest where you showcase your best and people, Tad will talk about how it's voting. Why did you decide to get into this?
I just think it's so excited. We are so excited to just be here and be part, I say part of the draft. We're definitely not running the draft in any way, but it is a lot of fun to kind of come up with ideas and be part of all the little nuances. And you guys are hometown. Yeah. You're here. And so I love to be part of this and support what you all are doing. And then shout out to us as well.
All right. We're going to support you. Ty, how do they?
Well, it's really easy. If you're at Captain's Walk, they've got a poster. They got some cards that have a QR code. You scan that QR code. You choose Captain's Walk Winery and boom, the vote is in. If you don't have a QR code, go to our websites, WGBW.FM or WISS.FM. Click on Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick and you can vote for one of the 10 participants in this contest.
And Captain's Walk or the Walk, whatever.
Yeah,
it's more than just a little winery. I mean, tell us a little bit about it. If people haven't been, and I think most people have, but
yes.
And just quick to follow up, and I also talk, we were just talking during the break. The
history.
What are the third oldest building in Green Bay?
Yeah, it's the third oldest house still on its original foundation here in Green Bay.
Isn't that incredible?
It's a beautifully storied past.
It was built before the Civil War.
It was completed in 1856. Yes.
That's unbelievable. And it's got that Widow's Walk up there. And it does. And you've done a great job restoring that.
Thank you.
Whoever did that. But yeah, you walk in there and Tell us about it.
Yeah, and part of it, I think this is what's so interesting about it. And when I purchased the business, it was really important to me to keep the historical value of the home. So while I redecorated and I repainted and all that kind of stuff, I really kept the history in the building. So you're still walking around, which makes our venue a little bit tricky, but also beautifully nuanced. Because you can come to the winery and you can experience a different room and a different, you know, atmosphere essentially every time. We have our parlor. That was the original tasting room. Beautiful glass floor so you can look down and see the barrels and the cellar. The cellar in and of itself is, to me, amazing and kind of exquisite. It's a really cool area. And again, it's that original foundation. So you're sitting there with the original stones.
That's incredible.
And yeah, I mean, homes don't last this long anymore.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing.
Was it literally a captain's house?
It was a home. It was not a captain's house. Okay. No. He was a cattleman that came from these. It was Elijah Morrow was the original owner, and he built the house for his family.
And tell us about your wine, where it comes from, and then you sell the flights, right? They're those taste, what do they call
we
those
do.
At your place?
Flights. Okay. We do flights there, yeah, where you're getting four pours when you come in. Our wines are wonderfully made by Von Steele Winery, so they are still making our wines. I had been the manager there since 2017, and then I purchased it in 2022, but continued, obviously, they're continuing to make our wines. And we're doing European vinifera-style wines. We have some sweeter wines available as well, and I've got a Voyager plan as well. So I'm bringing in two other wines, like seasonally. I change it up, so I'll have five or six different wines that are from different regions, and I just think it's really interesting to see the differences. And a lot of people, I think, kind of go down this path of Wisconsin wine. Yes, it's made in Wisconsin, but it's these grapes and the varietals that they're bringing in are from the right regions.
Well, we make great wine in Wisconsin.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Look at that. Our land,
that
our soil is not that different from some places over in Italy. So, no, I think that's great. I think we should be really proud of that. You know,
absolutely.
I think, obviously you are.
I can't shut up about what I'm saying.
You know what? I just missed it. When we had the guys in from Kerry, I don't think it was Italy. There was a country in... And it wasn't France either, but there was a country in Europe that he said we were very similar to, but I can't remember what it was. And the grapes are exactly the same. Was it Spain? It was, but I don't think it was.
I can't even answer. I'm not even sure.
But anyway, there is. I mean, it's just geologically really, really similar.
And everybody thinks if it's from over there, it's so much better. And it can be, if it's done right here in Von Steele, they've been around for how long?
More than 60 years. I mean, it was, Von Steele and Schmein. Yeah, so it's been around for a long time.
Do you have tours? How does it work for your place?
We don't do tours anymore, but we are always happy to walk people through the building, to talk about the history of the building, to talk about the wines. We're glad to do that. Never a problem. But you're also just free to roam. What I've done, some of the changes that I made was that I really opened up the entire building so that, and kind of going back to that experience that every space can be a different space. So maybe you come in one time and you want to sit in the sunroom where often we have music playing or we have games going on, things like that. But then the next time, maybe you've got a small group and you want to take advantage of a quieter space. And that could be upstairs in one of our lounges or...
Is anybody allowed up into the widow's... What's that called?
No, I'm sorry. I always say widow's walk, but captain's walk is another term, and that's where the name of the winery came from.
But the history of the widow's thing is that...
Exactly what it was for. They would look out there and see... They would hate to see someone coming. No, that coming to see
wait
your
for
kids
their
are,
love to come home.
Or not.
Okay.
Or not come home. Yeah.
I think that's why they called it the widow's
it
walk.
It is.
Because the sergeant would be coming to tell you.
Okay.
I love that. And thank you for preserving that, because That's really something to celebrate. You're kitty corner from the car museum.
We are.
Which is nice to see that area with a lot of activity.
Yes.
I want to encourage people that sunroom is awesome. Can you rent
that room for private parties? You can rent that room. You can rent the part. You can rent any of the different spaces, and you can even rent the entire building. If that's
really?
We've had that. We've had weddings there.
Okay, we got to have, every time somebody comes, we have to have, what are your plans for the draft?
Yeah, what are our plans for the draft?
This contest, for sure.
Well, the contest, absolutely. We are focused on kind of unique to Wisconsin, and this may sound, I'm excited about it, but we're doing a cheese curd pairing that we'll have available because I feel like we need to embrace our area.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then we're going to put on our menu. We do a snackadoo every month, which is something that I used to call my kids snacks.
So okay.
That's our monthly kind of special shout out. So for instance, this month we're doing Reuben paninis, so we can highlight the St. Patrick's Day. But we'll do the we'll do a brat, a couple of different brat options that will be available as our snack a do for April.
I love that pairing of wine and
the
cheese curds.
Yeah,
I just think
cheese
that's
curds.
Like really cool. Yeah, that's awesome.
It's just a
do you
lot
have
of
fried
fun.
Cheese curds there?
What we do not have fried cheese curds.
Huh?
What kind of wine would go good with a fried cheese curds?
Well, it's a beer thing, isn't it?
It's a little bit.
Maybe.
But there are wines that would absolutely go with
fried
cheese.
Yes, I'm sure there are. I'm sure there are.
White or red?
I'd probably go a white.
That's what I was thinking, too.
I feel like I would.
A little more, like, you know, drinkable.
A little lighter, yeah.
Lighter, yeah.
Drinkable.
Well, what I mean, okay, what I meant.
Lighter. I know.
What I mean is it's not so much, like, red wine is kind of a sipping kind of wine, it seems like. White wine is more of a wash it down wine.
And I'll say red wine really typically because of the tannins and what it's really nice with a higher fat food or a meat.
Yeah.
You hear that a lot of protein and,
right.
and everything. There are reds that would be like our Captain's Red is phenomenal with cheese curds. And that's kind of an off dry, very easy drinking red, very smooth. That's a wonderful one.
Okay, Jim knows this. When I go out, I always drink Merlot.
Yep.
Okay.
Some places don't carry Merlot. Why?
I'm gonna go back to that movie.
Which one?
John Cena.
God, I'm just loading on the movie. Ah!
Oh!
Wait. Sideways.
Paul Giamatti.
Sideways.
Yes.
Sideways. And I think it's still. I feel like there's still some sort of weird connotation about Merlot. There are amazing Merlots in the world, and I'm not sure.
But some places won't even carry them.
They won't. You're right.
Wow.
I'm not sure why that still kind of stands as a thing. It's a wonderful wine.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not sure I knew that places didn't carry it.
Yeah.
That's what Donna drinks. I didn't know that.
That's
and
funny.
What you think? Tell me, I'm missing this.
I'm probably it's probably silly to say it's from based on the movie.
But that was, but he ripped Merlot. That
he
was
did.
The worst
totally
wine.
Ripped Merlot.
I see. Okay,
thing.
That's
yeah.
what it is.
And he was a wine critic.
Okay. All right.
And it's lasted so long, and I think some people just still have it in their head.
I hosted a Super Bowl party one time, and I had this couple here. I'm not going to say it, but I'll tell you. And the lady goes, "What is this?" I go, "Red wine." She goes, "Yeah, there's red wine, and then there's Merlot." I'm like, "Do you like it?" You go, "No, nobody likes it." I'm like, "Really? Why?"
So
that is just so funny to me.
Yeah,
I know, but you're right. I've heard it. I've heard people come in, but to that end, people come in all the time too and are looking for a Merlot. So
okay.
there are hardcore Merlot drinkers, but Pinot Noir, I feel, sometimes goes down that route too. Also, maybe, but it's just a lighter. It's a little bit of a lighter varietal.
All right.
Yeah.
So
maybe.
Pardon the pun, little hangover from the movie. Haha. Tell me more about the draft. You're gonna pair it with brats? Like, I don't know that wine and brats is. I think that's cool. You're doing that. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not sure that's.
You'd be surprised.
I know. Really?
You'd be surprised what we can do. And I have an amazing bistro manager, Nora, and she's just terrific. And so we'll sit and kind of have a powwow. Her palate is phenomenal, and she can always kind of come up with or find those flavors that are going to work. What we are looking to do, though, is sort of have brats maybe that are flavored specifically, like, you know, for one of the meat shops or places here, smokehouses that we can go to.
Yeah, there's good brats here, but there's a great place in Oshkosh. What's that place we go to?
Wagner Market.
Oh, yeah.
He's got like 23, doesn't he? Or 20?
Yes. Oh. That's a beautiful
incredible.
Place.
Isn't
it
that
is.
A great
and the guy's
yeah,
awesome.
It
is. So
awesome.
You get the brats there and pair it up. I'll try it.
It's fun. But, you know, I got to be perfectly honest with you, too. We do have beer on tap as well.
Oh, you do?
So if someone is opposed to, and I'm always, I just have two guest taps, but I try to keep, and it's always local. It's going to be.
Can
know,
people stop in? Like, if I was working here during the course of the day and it's like lunchtime, can I just stop over for a glass of wine?
You absolutely can.
Okay.
You can on Friday and you can on Monday.
Fridays and Mondays.
We're not open. Yeah.
Okay. But I mean, you got a little bar where you can just. I apologize.
Yes.
I haven't been in there. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
But you could just come in and have
come
a nice glass
over.
Of wine.
Come on with me over. Yeah.
I
yes,
love that.
You can. You
okay.
absolutely can.
And you can. Bring your dog on the front porch.
You can bring your dog on the front porch
I did
for
that.
Sure.
And you have entertainment in the warm weather because we've had artists here.
We do. We have entertainment in the warm, but we do it all through the year as well.
Oh, you do? I'm sorry. Okay.
So we've got musicians even coming up this weekend.
We want to know who books the entertainment. Is that you or is that
I typically do. I've kind of transitioned that. We have a new GM, Kelly, and so I've kind of handed that off to take that off my plate a little bit. So she's sort of looking. So
we might send a couple people her way. That
absolutely.
I think would really fit your ambiance there.
We have Jamie Lynn Fletcher on. Friday.
We love her.
Isn't she amazing?
I fell in love with her. I saw her. My husband and I were at the Legacy.
Oh.
Just enjoying ourselves.
We were there Friday night
playing.
With her.
Oh, she's just delightful.
Yes.
So we have her there all weekend.
And there's, again, there's music, there's bands, which are great. Love them. But boy, there's some places that just really fit certain places. Yeah. And I would say that's her spot. It's she can play perfect. Anywhere, but it, you know
and
what I mean?
And she does kind of that piano bar vibe, which is really fun.
Right.
But we do things too. We do the live music. We're starting our book club actually this Wednesday night, which is kind of exciting. That's sort of a new thing. But again, it's our venue sort of lends itself to those, sometimes those smaller community
Absolutely,
events.
Yeah.
But we really want to embrace community. That is my goal, is to make it a community space, and I'm very excited about
book
that.
It's 100% our attitude here, too. We just want to be community.
So we do Singo, and we have trivia nights every other
Thursday
night.
Tell us about the book club.
And the trivia night. I want to hear both of those.
Yeah. So the book club is one of, it's where you're coming in and you can sign into it. Oh, I see where you're going.
Mm. Yeah. Always.
I'm sure my book.
Okay, so our next book is
Couple
50
Sales
Strong
Wouldn't Be the Worst Thing. Have a nice glass of wine while John tells you about Korean War.
Honestly, I mean, that is something, this is the first night that we're trying this, and Kelly's really excited. She's gotten questions and things. Oh my gosh, I'm going
to
zone.
That's all right.
But when is
the winemaker's husband. The winemaker. Ah, oh my goodness.
No, is this the one that was from the Astor Park area? Is that
I had Linda Drews out.
Oh, yeah.
She's been on here, too. Phenomenal.
Okay, tell us about your book club again.
Yeah, so it's a free event.
Okay.
You just need to let us know, give us a call and let us know that you're coming out.
Okay.
If you've read the book, great. If you haven't, you can come in.
If you can text us the name of the book when you get back, or if it's on your website or whatever.
We'll support it.
I would. That's something I'd actually really like to go to.
One other idea. My mom.
Okay, so quick break.
Okay, cool.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mirror here. Wrapping it up on a beautiful Monday morning. 32 in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 29 in Oshkosh. But just some, I didn't even know until Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, was telling us, Todd, that sounds nasty coming in this
week.
Yeah,
it could be. You got to be careful
that
on
rain
Wednesday
and
morning.
Snow?
Yeah, could be some ice and all that kind of stuff.
Ish. I think you got to stay up here one night. We'll go out.
There you go, at Captain's Walk. That's where we're going.
Like over to my place, Todd. Get a couple of bottles of wine from the Captain's Walk.
No.
Stay warm.
I'll figure some place
else. Watch one of my old movies that I like. No.
Creepy.
No. I know, right?
It's beautiful to watch the snow from our sunroom, by the way. So
I'll bet.
Don't be afraid of us.
Jim had some good questions during the break.
That was a great addition. But I think these events, that book club, I think is cool. That trivia
Go ahead and say the name of the book.
Oh, gosh. The Winemaker's Wife.
Okay, and you should read that before you show up. At least the first couple chapters.
You certainly can, but you are not obligated. You could just come and have a glass of wine and sit and listen to everybody talking. It may just get you more excited about reading the book if you haven't read it. So
the author's not actually there, right?
The author will not be there. No. Yeah.
Trivia night.
Yeah.
That is unbelievably popular. We both have kids about the same age, 29, 30, 31. And they just, when they go out, that's what they do.
Yep. It's a lot of fun. We've done it. So every other Thursday night is trivia night, and every other Thursday night is Singo. If you've not done Singo, that's just a hoot.
Is that karaoke?
No, it's not.
Todd?
It's like,
Todd,
literally,
jump in here. You're the one that's hip.
I'm not.
You are not hip enough to be involved with Singo?
No.
Oh, my
God. That's so disappointing, Todd.
I feel like you are.
He disappoints us again.
It's just a lot of fun.
Unbelievable.
He just
We're thinking about getting rid of him.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, we've gone down a path. It's just he comes in with a bingo card, and he's just playing music. It's usually he picks either a genre or a decade. So it's 80s music this time, and you're just sitting there and you're listening for the song. If you know the song, you can use your phone to figure it out. It doesn't matter, but you're just marking it off like bingo. So
really?
It's a no-brainer. It's just fun.
Okay. So single.
It's fun
All
music.
Right.
Okay, tell us about the trivia.
And then trivia the other week, and you just have to kind of follow along with us, but what's going on?
No phones?
No phones for
good.
That one.
That's good.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
That's
we like
trivia.
That. We like
and
that.
Then we have him, or he's doing a different theme. For each time. So we just did Broadway trivia.
That's
We've
great.
Done Schitt's Creek trivia, Friends trivia. So things like that. We're doing, I think, general trivia.
Are they
the next
bringing
week?
Back Schitt's Creek?
Do you know? Is that done?
I don't think so.
That's one of the greatest TV shows of all time. That is one of the greatest TV shows ever.
I just keep rewatching it.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they could bring it back. It's just, it was done. Like it,
I guess.
It ended in such a lovely way. It's, I don't know. But
you know, my mom.
My favorite scene was a little bit of Alexa. Remember that? When she was auditioning for Cabaret.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Remember that one, Todd?
Yeah, it was good.
It's a good one.
I don't know if you want to fill up your sunroom with this, but my mom and my sister, I have six sisters, and they do this sip and sew. They just drink wine and quilt.
Oh, yeah.
I can see that.
They do it all weekend.
But honestly, that's another thing.
You make a lot
of
money because they drink a lot of wine.
No, that's fine. And that's another thing because that's a group or that's kind of an event that we could come up with. But we do have groups that will come and they'll use the rooms upstairs that are smaller spaces and either card games or knitting or
crocheting. Do they
have
to rent them or just reserve them?
You can rent them. They are available. If you want it completely to yourself, I suggest you rent them because otherwise it's certainly, you know, it's definitely going to be open to the public and people will.
But
it's amazing how many of those little niches are out there though, right?
Yeah.
You know, you look at our community, it's so diverse in you know, terms of people, but really in terms of things that they like to do. And you can do it at your place. That sunroom you put on was a good addition.
Well, that was not my addition. And I mean, they put that on in 2012, but it has just been a blessing.
Oh yeah.
I just opened it up. So it was all kind of closed off, and I just kind of opened it up. So we had.
Are people allowed to go up to the actual very, very top?
No.
No.
Okay. No. Just does it take a ladder to get up there? It's almost a ladder to get because you have to go through the attic.
What John's asking, can he?
Yeah, I know. Actually, you keep kind of.
You don't know that.
Pretty sure.
On the down low, if you want to come by and visit.
You know, it was one of the coolest things I did was go up in the tower at the Depot restaurant.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
Well, this is beautiful too. And we've done.
I want to watch fireworks from there.
Well, you can see all of the fireworks from that walk. So for staff, we have definitely gone up there and
can
spent
I work
time
for you?
Up there. But yes, we are hiring you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Careful. All right.
I'm a little nervous.
Cool.
Did anybody see what happened to that case of Merlot? Mino said he was putting it in the basement. The
guy, right.
Never trusted that guy.
Give me, Donna, the hours again. I mean, the location, everybody knows, but it's on Adams Street, right across from the Car Museum.
Auto Gallery. Absolutely. Auto Gallery. So Monday, I was never know where to start. Where am I going to start? So Mondays, we are open from noon to 5. And Wednesday and Thursday, we are open from 3 to 9. Friday, we are open from noon to 10. Saturday, 11 to 10. See if I remember. Sunday, we are open from noon to 6.
Fun. Tell us one, you mentioned real briefly, the wine making classes.
I want to start more wine education for folks in the area. Again, I feel like that's kind of a neat community thing.
Love to do that.
So we're starting with, we've got our Italian region wine classes that are going on this next week, and tickets are available through Facebook on Eventbrite. And then we are also offering with our own staff, and we're going to be doing our Sunday school. So once a month we will have Sunday school, and that will be a wine pairing classes, wine information. So the first class we're doing this Sunday school at the end of the month will be making a cheese board and the wines you can pair with those cheeses.
Nice.
And meats.
And that is so, it just takes the edge off people like us who like to entertain. And the guys just, I went to one of those and guys just know these four wines. You know, just know these four wines. And that wasn't, because you walk in there and those sellers have, well, I don't know, 200 bottles. It's like, I don't know. And they give you those wine menus and they all have 30 wines on there.
Well, we definitely don't want to be, and I even kind of wrote this. I mean, it's wine is very fun. We all talk and have a good time with it. You don't have to be
snobby.
Right.
Snobby about it. Yeah. You don't have to know everything about it either. You should drink what you like to drink.
Right.
But it is fun because people do have some interest in it, but it is fun to have those classes where they can sit and learn a little bit more.
Great.
Donna, we want to get you back again. Yes. Donna McVay, Captain's Walk Winery. They're part of the Mino and the Mayor Top Craft Pick. Todd, tell people what to do.
Get online, wgbw.fm or wiss.fm, and click on Top Craft Pick to vote.
We're going to do it.
Email us a bunch of these great events you guys coming up. We want to keep talking about your great stuff.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you
so
much.
And I want to come to one of those wine classes.
Yes, you do.
To learn about
it. Well, you got to learn because you're going to be working there, and you need to know your stuff, man.
Thank you.
Thanks,
all right, we're out of time. Man, this was a fast Monday. Thanks to all our great guests. Have a great day, everybody. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.